And you're on Solidarity Breakfast with Annie and Toby. And we've got Rosemary Kelly on the line. Rosemary's been one of the co-authors of a report called Risky Business. And they've done it. She's from Quit Nukes. And the report was done with Quit Nukes in collaboration with the Australian Institute. It's an update on superfunds and nuclear weapons. G'day, Rosemary. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thanks, Annie, and I'm joining you from Jarrah country, land that was never ceded in Castlemaine.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for reminding us of our position on this land. The nuclear investment from superannuation, people would be surprised to know that superannuation is being used at all to prop up the nuclear industry.
Oh, I think they would. We looked at the 14 biggest public office super funds in Australia, and we found 13 of them have nuclear weapons in their portfolios.
Well, the report's very interesting because, one, it reveals how convoluted the whole investment framework really is. Superannuation's really quite difficult, isn't it?
Well, it is, and superannuation funds invest across a range of industries and a range of different types of investments, like shares, bonds, property, infrastructure, and so on. And it's very difficult if you're a member of a superannuation fund to find exactly what industries and companies your fund is invested in.
But it's actually more important for people to realise that despite the fact that there's designations around products like responsible and ethical, in some respects, a couple of the companies are so invested in nuclear industry, not just the creators of the weapons, but the support industries, that even their so-called responsible investment packages are heavily invested.
That's correct. So our biggest super fund, Australian Super, has got nuclear weapons holdings in its so-called socially aware option.
Which is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. People who invest in that option would expect that that would be free of weapons and controversial weapons and nuclear weapons. Not the case.
Well, the other thing that's interesting to me is the fact that you, if you drill down to your methodology in this report, you've actually decided that you will look at the base rate product and the ethical, well, whatever the product, there's a whole lot of different product names, right?
That's correct. We've just called them generically responsible investment.
Okay.
Options, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Responsible investment options. So explain to our listeners the two different angles and why you chose that.
Sure. So if you don't make a deliberate choice about where you want your superannuation money to be invested, you'll be invested in the generic default option, which is called MySuper. And about 80% of people are invested in the MySuper options of these big super funds. That is, they don't make a different choice about where they want their money to go, so they're invested in MySuper. Most funds have a number of options, one of which is the responsible investment option. Not all funds offer a responsible investment option. For example, CBUS doesn't, but most funds do. So 12 out of the 14 funds have a responsible investment option.
It was interesting about CBUS, but it doesn't actually actively invest in nuclear industries, but it also takes a different approach, doesn't it? It does an overall
approach to the whole portfolio. But CBUS does have investments in nuclear weapons companies. Around 0.21% of their portfolio in my super option.
Ah, right. Okay. So basically what you're saying is that the superannuation investment is propping up companies that have become household names now that people are protesting outside them because of what's going on in Palestine. in fact?
Well, the interesting thing, Annie, is that these investments aren't huge. They're all less than 0.1% of the portfolios. So, and we've demonstrated through our research that if they exited these companies, it would have no impact on member returns.
Oh, that's
so
fascinating.
They aren't actually huge.
Yeah, well, that's fascinating, because you go on to this other thing that's important, especially as you're part of No Nukes, is Quit Nukes, is because the designation of what is what's the word for the
controversial?
Yeah, controversial weapons, and that some of them don't see nuclear weaponry as controversial.
I know, it's extraordinary. So if you were a member and you looked at your investments in MySuper and you saw that some funds don't invest in controversial weapons, you might think, oh, that's,
oh
great.
That's great.
That means they're out of nukes as well. That's not the case.
Yeah, yeah. So that nuclear weapons, okay, white phosphorus, not.
That's right. And actually, nuclear weapons are the worst of the worst of any of these weapons of mass destruction.
Well, as Toby pointed out, no business after a nuclear war.
Absolutely not. There won't be any investment returns after a nuclear war.
That's exactly right. We're talking about $3.4 billion of investment?
Yes, that's right. So whilst this is not a high percentage of the overall portfolios of super funds, it's a huge amount in dollar terms. That's correct.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And there's other things. When we were talking about controversial weapons, it was one of the reasons for why it was important to point this out, was because of why it was so important that people have worked so hard, like I kind of worked so hard on getting different countries to go on board with the nuclear non-proliferation treaties, because these treaties are the things that the investment outsourced investment companies use to work out which things superannuation companies should be investing in.
Well, yes, and not investing in. That's absolutely right. And ICANN won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2017, as you probably know, for introducing the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons into the United Nations. And that treaty came into force in 2021 and basically prohibits and makes illegal the production and storage and maintenance of nuclear weapons. Yet our Australian superannuation funds haven't caught up with this.
There's a couple of them that are particularly worrisome, these superannuation companies. You've already mentioned the one of them. Do you want to just mention, or is it going past your remit to mention which ones you wouldn't invest in?
Well, we're not in the business of giving investment advice, so people can read our report. They can download it either on the Quit Nukes website or on the Australia Institute website and draw their own conclusions about which super fund they would prefer to be in.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Rosemary.
Been a pleasure.